How one time I ended up sleeping in my car in a snowstorm after being called evil. I don't show up to Christmas colored with a bluebird tattoo and cast like a hard blue fish slipped, mouth gaping over my left arm. There is no girl dabbing her lake-black curls on my chest, no mud-veined man using up all the light. Or, if you can see it, there is. Before the story ends, the man turns yellow as the men he tried to kill. Then the storm, snow slow as feathers. The girl with black curls is ash in my stomach until we are both standing in refrigerator light, and I notice her black eyebrows and tell her about her beauty. When I say refrigerator light, I don't mean it the way you think. I mean it ends perfectly. I mean, we hook our bodies like fingers hook into a wound, and it is slick, illiterate distress, us shining our loneliness into each other like flashlights, forgetting our hands are hands. But never mind. Can you see him on the table? The yellow man, with his lips wetting in the light, his teeth all gray pebbles. And the men in tears, sending their voices into the room, trying to fill it up, and suddenly everyone's hands are untrained, are cantankerous, and rubbing the yellow man's arms whose lips only get wider, whose eyelids collapse into big toenails. Everyone looks at him like he's the back of a photograph. Everyone says he needs clownish makeup and a somber party full of people apologizing. And I laugh, but I am evil.